I'm Jake and this is Oz.
Hi.
An anonymous source working within the Damn Woods Fund for Orphans has leaked documentation to me linking the Foundation for a Better Life with the cult of Dagon. You're in the Damn Woods. We know we're recording.
We are recording currently.
Welcome to the Damn Woods Monday Media Podcast. It's your boys, Jake and Oz.
We've been at it for a while.
Yeah, so I kind of blacked out and talked about Mass Effect for 2 hours.
He entered a fugue state and then that happened.
Yeah.
Plus we ate a bunch of cheese.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, these things happen. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
The cheese makes you talk.
You'll be hearing this one first. You'll hear the media or the games podcast later.
Yeah.
So you can hear Jake's eyes glaze over.
And then
he just starts into
talking.
Commander Shepard.
Another spirit takes hold.
All hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
It's a spirit who really loves Mass Effect.
To start channeling the Reapers. So Alien
this
Covenant.
Hurts you. Yeah.
Alien Covenant has a trailer, finally. It looks kind of okay. But it looks like it's not going to... So, we talked about it a little earlier. Alien is good in two forms.
Yes.
Action movie and horror movie.
And this is not going to be either.
Nope. It looks like Alien 3 was kind of a shitty sci-fi movie.
It kind of was. Alien 4 ended up feeling really chintzy. I got the feel from Alien 4, Alien Resurrection?
Resurrection, yeah.
God, that felt like Starship Troopers to me.
It did, but, like, they had such a good cast of, B-movie, like, all-stars, basically.
Yeah, that's true. It had Sigourney Weaver, and Sigourney Weaver's always amazing.
Look, here's the deal. That lady can get it, like, all day.
I was gonna say, like...
I don't care how old she is.
Sigourney Weaver, call your boys.
Yeah.
Like... What's up?
Do you want dates?
How you doing?
For anything.
What's going
Take
on?
Take us to an award show.
Take both of us to an...
Yeah.
Whatever.
We'll fucking... We will Eiffel Tower you all day.
Oh, man. But...
So, Alien Covenant does not have Sigourney Weaver.
No, it does not have Sigourney Weaver. And I'm pretty skeptical.
I was hoping it would be the one...
Well, I mean, here's the deal. Like, one would think that Ridley Scott returning... would be okay.
Ridley Scott did the last one.
He did Prometheus, and Prometheus,
I think this speculation, this looks like a sequel to Prometheus.
It looks really similar to Prometheus. And I gotta just ask right now, the fucking navigators, how bad were they at piloting ships?
Super
they
bad.
Crashed them all over the
just
fucking galaxy.
Fucking everywhere. With ships full of aliens.
Yeah, no less. Like, they just had no biocontainment. They're as bad as the humans. They get an egg, it's like, what is that thing? And then immediately face hugged.
Yeah. I better put my head next to this. Hang on, I gotta look at it real close. Open the top. Talk real loud. Make sure it knows we're here.
Which,
idiot.
So Prometheus, like, it was trying to be a sci-fi movie, and then it had some horror notes in it. And, like, visually it was really impressive, but story-wise it was just kind of like...
Shrug.
The Xeno they encountered in Prometheus, was that supposed to then become...
The alien?
The
Prometheus, from what
them?
I understand, is not in the Alien universe, but it is a different... It's, like, another take on the Alien universe.
Oh, I mean, that would explain it.
Yeah, why it's not as good.
Why it's not as good. B, why it's not quite a xenomorph that they encounter.
Which, I mean, the xenomorph you see in this trailer is...
Yeah. Well, okay. And then there's a whole separate discussion to be had on whether xenomorphs are a known thing versus the aliens, blah, blah, blah. But
no, I gotcha. But I mean, like, it's just one of those things where you're just like,
Yeah, I'm kind of left field. Like, the teaser scene at the very beginning of the trailer feels kind of horror.
It does, but then the rest of the trailer is
the rest
like,
of the trailer is like
generic sci-fi.
What's up? Here's Michael Fassbender and all this
He's
other shit.
He's back.
Like,
you're like, great.
I didn't want him to be back. Like, as much as I enjoy Michael Fassbender and his weird Irish German accent, because
that's kind of
he's Irish German. Like, he was raised in Dublin and and spend his summers in Germany. So he's got a weird as fuck accent.
A weird accent. So, yeah, I mean, beyond that, like
great. Don't get me wrong. I like Michael Fassbender as an actor.
I like him in things, but he's just, that just wasn't a good role, period.
No.
So, yeah, this looks kind of...
I'm pretty skeptical. Very skeptical of this.
I was
like, okay, well, now we're going to take it back to the Alien universe.
Why? Don't fuck up Alien. So, like,
maybe just leave it as is.
There was a rumor,
mm-hmm.
and I was hoping it was true, but apparently I don't think it is. I don't know that it is. I don't know that it's not, though. South American fella who directs movies about robots.
South African.
South African
and that
fella.
Is, I'm going to look that up.
Neil Blomkamp.
Neil Blomkamp, yeah. Well,
so
which, by the way, I mean, if you want to go way, way back, did you see the District 9 short he made before the movie? Because that was the first thing I ever saw from him. I think it was pre-YouTube.
It was right on the cusp of YouTube.
Yeah, and
it was good.
It came out, and I was like, holy shit.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, who's this guy just fucking making this in his goddamn backyard? And it's super compelling.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, if Blomkamp was directing it, I'd be into it.
There are rumors that like a Weaver, Sigourney Weaver alien movie
with Blomkamp
as a director.
Directing? Oh,
tell me that wouldn't be amazing. Because especially because like Alien's like one of his favorite series. If you look up like Neil Blomkamp Alien Instagram,
mm-hmm.
he has a bunch of like he's like this is what I would do if I were making an alien movie, and it's a bunch of sketches that are like they look like a cross between Alien and Aliens. And, like, uniforms, and it's just like, this looks tight.
God damn it.
Anyway. So, Alien Covenant, though, we'll link the trailer. It's not very good.
Yeah, it's not looking great. Anyway, I mean, don't get me wrong. Ridley Scott made amazing contributions to sci-fi.
Oh, flat huge. Out. Ridley Scott is a great director. He just has two recent, very huge missteps.
Yeah.
Which are just like, this potentially a misstep. He's got... Last one, Prometheus, is kind of a misstep.
Prometheus, and again, you know, I didn't hate it. It just wasn't great.
Right. It was just mediocre sci-fi.
I mean, taking a glance at what else Ridley Scott has directed, I mean, he did Black Hawk Down, and, you know, frankly, that was a really good movie.
That's a well-filmed, good fucking movie.
Yeah.
Even if it is war propaganda.
Oh, it is pure war propaganda, but it's, like, some of the best war propaganda I've ever seen.
Right. Well, I mean, it's also, like, it definitely, like, does the thing where it's like, here's what war is like. It's horrible.
Right. No, it does not sugarcoat it. It does, like, oh, these guys are doing it for their crew and their buddies and so forth, but it's
America.
Like, oh, yeah, this guy got blown in half for what? No reason.
For almost...
That just fucking happened.
Nothing that actually affects him on any real scale.
So there's that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, of course, he directed Blade Runner, which is an incredible film. I'm still so skeptical of the sequel.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, have you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we talked about the trailer.
We did a little bit.
We're still not sure. I'm very not sure about that.
Yeah, I don't know that movie needs a sequel.
I don't know. Like, I'm going to come out and say it. I don't know that Harrison Ford needs to be in movies anymore.
I like him in movies.
I mean, he's an angry old man now.
Yeah.
Like, give him the angry old man role. Don't, like, remember Han Solo? Get on stage, Harrison Ford.
That's fair. I felt he did a good job of walking Han Solo out of the...
No, I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, but there's still that feeling that they're reviving old franchises and just throwing him into them.
Yes.
Because it's like, oh, everyone loves Harrison Ford. He can't be an action movie star. He's like fucking 70.
Yeah. I mean, he could. He might just break an ankle or 10.
Well, he broke his fucking leg shooting Star Wars. Know, God
was,
damn it.
That was the joke.
Oh, my God.
So, in good news, though, The Expanse Season 2.
Oh, shit.
These trailers look hot.
There are three trailers out for this already, and I am so fucking hyped.
It's starting in February.
Oh, my God. So, your boys are going to take it upon themselves to not talk about it.
Until the entire series is there.
But if you have not already,
yeah,
for the love of God, get on season one. I think it's on Netflix.
I think so.
I'm going to look it up right now because I want our listeners to know.
This is a hot shit.
Yeah.
One, go watch The Expanse. Two, listen to our episode about The Expanse. No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, media tie-in and all that. But find a way...
Yeah.
To watch this.
Like, Blu-ray, DVD, piracy, doesn't matter. Watch it.
Get the fuck on it, because it is super, super good. New season's about to drop, and it is going to be extremely worth watching.
Yep.
Like, these trailers, like, that whole Cold War between Mars and Earth.
Has stopped being a Cold War.
It's going to get hot. It's going to get real hot.
It's doing the thing where it's a regular war now, not a pretend war.
Plus, we finally get to see the surface of Mars. We get a...
I'm excited.
A new character who is a Martian Special Forces soldier.
Super cool.
Fuck.
Real talk.
You know, I've been talking about this a lot. You know, I've had a couple people, my parents in particular, scoff at me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to fucking Mars.
I'll go to Mars right now.
Like, you know, Elon Musk is like, okay, $100,000 for a ticket. You're going to Mars. You go to there to live, you know, we're not like getting you out.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Like if I'm less than the age of 70,
mm-hmm.
fuck it. I'm going.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Mars time, boys.
Mars time.
Yeah.
I'm all over it.
Fuck this place.
Fuck this stupid ass planet.
New planet time.
And then you get like, you know, be one of the first historians on Mars. That fucking rule. I'm way into it.
First Martian separatist on Mars.
I mean, I'm also still pro separatism on Earth.
Yeah.
But also, Mars needs to break the fuck away from Earth. That shitty ass.
You land on the planet and you're like, they're holding us back.
them fucking Terrans. With their abundant water, are at it again.
100% constant anti-Earther racism.
Actually, that's the entire plot of the game Red Faction Guerrilla.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just constant. Them fucking Earthers.
Yep. That's fucking, like, that's half of fucking The Moon is a Harsh Mistress. Goddamn Earth people.
I'm so for it. Fucking for it.
This looks really hype.
Hyped as hell for season 2 of The Expanse. Check out the trailers. New episodes start next month.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited.
Fucking A. I'm so excited.
Our local to America listeners get it the first, and then it's the 8th.
It's the 8th for international watchers, unless they know how to use the internet.
Right. Ha ha.
We got pretty savvy listeners. I'm sure you'll be able to figure that out.
Yeah, seriously. I'm sure you got it, my dudes and ladies and whatevers.
Yeah.
Robots. So we got a bunch of music. We got a bunch of listener recs this week, and they're tight as fuck.
Yes, they are.
Ready for this? So from our boy Holic Shot on Twitter, hooked us up with Bad Bad Not Good's album 4. Self-titled album, basically. This is like the Fuck Jams album from hell.
This is alternate universe Fuck Jams, but they're probably still good for that.
Oh yeah, they're great.
You get your fuck on.
It's tight as fuck, dude. Like it's jazz, funk, trip hop, and R&B at the same time.
Just kind of mashed together.
Yeah, it's primarily, I would say, like it's jazz and funk overall.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like real modern jazz and funk, like real wild and weird in all the best ways.
It is good shit, my guys.
That is the main thing, is that it is good shit.
All the features are real good. They're super low, like most of it's instrumental. The features are the ones they have vocals, and they are like super low key. Like if you had not seen the title of the song with, you know, featuring, you probably wouldn't even know it was a feature. You'd be like, oh, they have a singer here. And, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, instead of featuring some well-known person or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, it's like, they are seamless. Like, yeah. They don't feel out of place.
It's not really, the attention isn't called to it being a feature.
Yes.
It's just hey, this chill track has some vocals on it, and they're damn good.
They're super, super fucking fly. I liked it a lot. This album is real fucking good.
I mean, honestly, it covers a lot of ground, too. I would recommend this to anyone who's liked our hip-hop recommendations, anyone who's liked our some of our more esoteric, like Too Many Zoos. If you enjoyed Too Many Zoos, you'd probably really enjoy this.
Yeah, this is not
Weekend,
quite the same.
When we talked about him, like, fucking A. It covers a lot of ground. It's fantastic.
It is a great fucking album.
Mm-hmm.
These guys actually have an album with Ghostface Killah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to check that out.
Which is like, okay, why would you not love that? No, this album just came out, though. It's like it's brand new for 2016.
It's 2017 now, but it's a very recent album.
It's a recent album.
Yeah. this is the year of our Lord, 2016.
Time is a flat circle.
Plus one.
Get off my nuts through your Gregorian calendar. So.
It's pulling Neil deGrasse Tyson. It's arbitrary and I don't care. Miss data check again. Fuck.
Time isn't even real.
Time isn't even real.
Anyway, this is a good ass album.
Yeah, it's a real good album. Like, they got a Bandcamp. I'm pretty sure it's on your streaming services.
It's like $10. It's not bad.
It's worth $10 easily.
It's worth $10.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good fucking
good
album.
Good stuff.
I enjoyed it front to back. It is super, super chill. Next, we got from our boy ATFDC20, who consistently hits us with good tunes. Amplitude Problem, Synchron Assembly. Short EP, fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. This is from me, a guy who doesn't like chiptunes that much.
This is synth chip.
Sure.
Like,
whatever.
Synth wavy, chiptune-y, midpoint.
Somewhere in there.
It's got that 80s vibe in the best way.
It does. It's
like,
tight.
real into this. It's like that high energy 80s montage style of things.
Except chiptunes.
But chiptunes.
You know, I'm okay
with
that.
It's solid stuff. I mean, I say that as somebody who's... I'm more into the pure form of chiptunes, which I'll admit, real sugary genre. Like,
yeah, it's a real, that's an acquired taste, my dude.
Yeah, no, I won't deny that at all. It's like ultra, it's like, you know, it's like snorting pixie sticks, which is a comparison I think I've made with chiptunes in the past on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is not that.
No.
This is not that. This is like... You're using a Game Boy on your lunch break at the Mega Corporation.
Right. This is to make like normal music that otherwise would not be chiptune.
Right.
It's likable. Very good. Very short album, but it's very like it gets your attention, keeps it for 20 minutes. Good.
Runs with it. Yeah. No, it's fantastic. What is it on Bandcamp? It's
Synchron Assembly. It's
I mean price-wise.
It's like $4. Something like that.
Oh, it's Name Your Price.
Oh.
So you could just get it for free, but toss this dude a couple bucks.
Yeah, Amplitude Problems. Make some good shit. He's made some good shit for a while now.
Yeah. So hit him up.
Hit him the fuck up. I've said on the show a number of times that chiptunes are a very hard sell for me.
Yeah.
The fact that this is likable is like kind of saying something, I think. The chiptune thing I think I really, really, really liked was fucking, what the fuck was that thing with Optimus Prime?
Oh, shit. Optimus Rhyme.
Well, Wheelie from Optimus Rhyme. The MC.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to remember the name, though. Because it was like chiptunes rap?
It was like, it was, I mean, they used the Game Boy, but like it wasn't, there was no like chiptune beat styles. It was like, it was full tilt hip hop. It was just weird.
Mm.
But it had like a lot of like vocals, like singing vocals and shit too.
I'm not recalling that. Like I know
Super Commuter.
Right. Yeah. Cause the other option I was going to throw out there was Power Lifter, which is also very unconventional.
Yeah. No,
chiptunes.
Different. No, Super Commuter is a real good. Anyway. By the way, if you like nerd rap or chiptunes or just weird rap in general, Super Commuter's album, I think it was Super Commuter actually. No, it was their
title album.
No, the title album's different. The that doesn't have Wheelie on it.
Okay.
Hang on. I can't remember what it is. Anyway, doesn't matter. Long story short, that's good. This is good. The next thing, from my boy Seth, fucking thousands of years ago, millions, Seth and I were in a band together.
No 1, shit.
1,600 years ago.
The Thuggalos. I'm going to keep speculating on the name here for a little bit. So
it was Sin.
Sin?
Yeah, it was real original.
Oh, man.
There's
maybe inspired by the 1997 game series / single episode that ever released.
Might as well have been. I have a video of that on the internet.
Oh, shit.
I will show it to you eventually.
Oh, man. I apologize. That was 1998.
Yeah. I mean, it was the band occurred 4 years after. So it could have been. But no, I think it was just because we had a placeholder name. Anyway, thousands of years ago.
Thousands of years ago.
Anyway, he hooked me up with the Native Howl, their album Thrash Grass. Which is actually an applicable name for their genre.
Yeah.
It's like fucking bluegrass if bluegrass were metal.
Well, as we have established,
mm-hmm.
we up here, like, you grow up in Alaska, in the interior in particular.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't
The southeast.
If you don't at least have some appreciation for bluegrass,
you're gonna go nuts.
I was gonna you probably have just blown your brains out at this point.
It's everywhere.
It is the one consistent style. You know, country bars come and go, rock stations come and go.
Mm-hmm.
You go anywhere outdoors in the summer, you're gonna encounter bluegrass.
Yep.
That is the
1,000%
musical state
guaranteed
of the interior of Alaska.
Yep.
And southeast Alaska as well. Like, yep. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
The
Southeast is like full of festivals though.
Well, and I'll point out here too that there's kind of an odd almost mental dichotomy to that, because for a long time country music stations, radio stations, were kind of viewed negatively.
They were GI stations.
Because it was like either pipeline guys or GIs. Everything's cool.
Baby Jesus.
So they were guys who came up to work on the pipeline,
right,
or guys who were stationed here.
Right.
But it wasn't
outsiders.
For locals.
Fucking outsiders.
Absolutely. Like fucking outsiders came out, bunch of fucking Southerners. They brought their shitty ass music with them. But bluegrass
different
has existed here for a long time, and I don't know why.
Bluegrass and fiddlers.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the natives love
that. I
was
going to say the natives took to fiddling.
I mean, that's like, that is like a thing you can Google, is like Athabascan fiddlers.
Yeah.
Anyway, you encounter this stuff and you're just like, oh, these people are strangely good fiddlers, and mm-hmm. that's that. Googling a little bit, like maybe YouTubing if you're real bored, if you want to like look up Athabascan fiddlers.
Yeah.
fucking, you'll find some.
No, it's quality stuff.
Especially if you are a fan of that kind of music.
Yeah.
But yeah, so fucking, yeah, bluegrass is everywhere. So we've all, of course, no matter what we like, we've all got some appreciation for it up here.
Mm-hmm. Which yeah, is you, fucking, I mean, you got it, but
yeah, if you're gonna
honestly,
be,
I do legitimately like.
Oh, I like a ton of
know, bluegrass and
yeah,
a number of that stuff.
Yeah, no. All country, bluegrass, etc., southern gothic, all that shit's fun.
So, with that in mind,
this is like
bluegrass metal, and yeah, it's nuts.
It's fucking the whole. It's a short EP, but it's so goddamn good.
Yeah, this is real good.
Shit, they've got a song about reptilians in it.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
I mean, you know, why not? It's called Dune from the Start, by the way, in case you're curious. We'll link their Bandcamp. It's a good fucking. It's a short EP, but it's real fucking good.
Yeah,
it's very likable.
Excellent stuff. Like,
and I would honestly like to see more of this genre, like thrashgrass as a genre.
I would like to see this take off as well. This one's $4,
yeah,
and that's a bargain at that price.
Give these people $4. That's like a dollar a song, basically, for these people.
These guys are out of Michigan, of all places.
Of course they fucking are. That makes perfect sense. I mean, you either suck and become Kid Rock, or
Kid Rock has already done that. Not to speak of so many imposters. Anyway, the Native Howl. Thrash grass.
This is tight shit. We'll link
it. Good ass album. Real good shit.
It is that real shit, and I love it. Next thing, this is like a de facto recommendation at this point.
Yeah, I mean, because of course
it's Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels 3 dropped on Christmas Eve.
It's fucking free.
And we aim for the darkness. Make it get hot for a target. Kids cook s'mores off the crotch of our targets. Kumbaya, bitch. Buckle up, little trooper. Can't get past me, I'm stuck in the future. Shit ain't all, it's cracked up to me. The hovercraft's cool, but the air's so putrid. You can tell by the stench in the air. Blood's on the ground, opportunity is here. I'm looking into space like is anybody there? And if aliens are here, please tell me how near. Do you come in peace or should everybody fear? I await your reply with a blunt and a beer. I be the high guy with the belly and the beard. Both signal ET.
It's highly free. And it's great.
It is like, good. Good fucking
I don't know that I have any specific critiques to make or like comparisons to make. It's Run the Jewels.
Yeah.
If you liked 1 and 2.
Right.
Which if you're a human being, you probably liked 1 and 2.
Right.
It's 3.
It's 3. It's good. It's still another good album.
Yeah.
I mean, El Producto, LP is a good fucking producer and a good rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Killer Mike's a good rapper.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Get on that shit.
I mean, like, I can excuse them being like whiny Bernie lefties.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right, cool, fuck it. You guys make good ass music. That granted, LP is kind of like far into just being weird.
Oh yeah.
So
well, I mean, shit.
I mean Mike is the political one in that group.
I was gonna say I'm adjacent to whiny Bernie lefties.
Yeah. And LP is LP.
Yeah, LP is
just over here.
Just being LP.
There's definitely a video
real hard
on the YouTubes where it is actually where I discovered Despot.
Mm.
First time I ever saw him. It's like him and LP are freestyling and like Despot looks like he's on fucking heroin.
Oh Jesus.
Like he's just kinda like shaking back and forth and staring off and you're like, that is an opiate. There's an opiate here.
There's something in that guy's bloodstream right now.
Yeah. But it's funny. Anyway, it's a good I'll see if I can find that video somewhere. Anyhow, RTJ3 is good.
Yep.
Great production,
just
good raps, real fun. It bangs.
Easy recommendation.
Yeah, seriously. Fucking 1 and 2 were good. 3 is good. I fucking yeah, done. Their videos are usually fucking hilarious.
That's very true. Very, very true.
So. I mean, if you like, so that said, if you like Run the Jewels, Killer Mike's mixtapes and albums are good, mm-hmm. and LP's mixtapes and albums are outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, especially like, the Full Retard is fucking like, that is the jam. Fuck. Anyhow.
Well, then I did, and you know, it's just now occurring to me,
mm-hmm,
of course,
mm-hmm.
but they made your theme song on that album.
Did they?
Stay Gold.
Oh man, that's true. Stay Gold is good.
Yeah.
That is a good ass song. That is a fucking tight track. That whole album's good. There's nothing I can say about it.
It is a set of tracks that bang.
It's like 14 bangers right in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, all right, cool, we're done here.
Yep.
Sick. Last album we got. This is kind of one I found on the internets, digging through. I have subscribed on YouTube. My YouTube subscriptions are like insane people, conspiracy shit,
mm-hmm.
and people that just put albums, like full albums,
just
and
posting
band
albums.
They're like, boom, boom, boom. This is one of the doom metal ones I found it on. It's Book of Worms is the group. The album title is Sci-Fi/Fantasy.
Is that seriously the title?
That's the album title.
So it is.
Yeah.
This is a good album. I'm not much for metal typically.
Yeah.
But this is in the doom sludge, got hintings of prog rock in there.
Yep.
Like, it is an album about the things you typically see on metal album covers.
Right.
There you go.
It's a female fronted doom band, which is not super common, but like when done well, it's like, this is tight as fuck.
Yeah. Their vocalist is fantastic.
Yep.
They describe it as their sound is Appalachian stoner rock,
mm-hmm.
or space metal,
mm-hmm.
both of which
those sound
works
great
perfectly.
Why would you? I mean, like, fucking yes, sold.
Yeah, this is real good shit.
Yeah,
excellent. And I mean, you know, just look at the track titles: Leatherwing Bat, Infinite Walrus, Night Bong, Cosmic Filth.
Fucking Night Bong is a tight track too.
Oh yeah. Transcendental Migraine.
That's,
oh my god!
How do you not like that shit?
Yeah, no, this is a fantastic album.
No, it's good shit. I liked it a lot. I'm 100% for it. And also, Book of Worms. You knew it was going to be a dorky fucking album as soon as you saw that.
Yeah.
Worms, as in the dragons, not the.
Yeah. W Y.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's marvelous.
It is good shit. It's very likable. It's doom, but it's like, it's not super serious doom. So it's like, all right, cool. Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I'm checking their Bandcamp. It's
this is their first album.
It's their first album, $7.
Yeah.
Is what they're asking for. It's great.
It is. It
you,
is.
Like, here's a pro tip.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this even as somebody who's, you know, I don't seek it out often.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to smoke pot and listen to this.
Yeah, no, this is definitely like
this
an album.
This
to like
is like
chill out and smoke pot. And
yeah,
listen to. No, that is like legit. Like that's the thing.
That is definitely the style they're going for here, and they crush it. It's fantastic.
I mean, like sludge and stoner rock are like the same thing, kind of deal.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that is the vibe you'll get from a lot of like the doom sludge stuff, where you're just like, I would like to get stoned and listen to this.
Yeah.
Forever. Excuse me.
That's it. That's
yeah,
the plan.
That's the plan. I mean, like...
afternoon like, set.
So, I'm trying to think of, like, a good example of, like, Sleep is a good band to think of like that.
Oh, yeah.
Sleep is, like, the band. I think they may have been the first band to, like, even, like, call themselves that.
Mm-hmm. Health, honestly.
Health a little bit, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's a little more grating, but...
Health is a little more, like...
territory.
I would say it's a little more, like, artistic.
Yeah, I guess I would agree
sleep
with that.
Is,
but.
Sleep is very grungy.
Mm-hmm.
But Sleep is a product of like the early 90s.
Yeah.
When grunge was literally a thing. That said, Sleep's...
Trying to think of other bands that fit in that category. Clutch?
I would not say Clutch.
You wouldn't say Clutch?
No. Clutch is kind of their own thing. Clutch is...
It's a little more
Clutch
aggressive,
has seen radio
suppose.
Play also.
Oh, that's true, I suppose.
I would say they fit way more into like hard rock kind of like... somewhere. And this is like, when I say stuff like this, I mean like stuff like, aside from similarities in sound, but like Topic and shit like that, or Topics obviously, but like
all right.
Sleep's first two albums, actually do they have three albums? I think three, maybe, I can't remember, doesn't matter.
Know.
Sleep's Holy Mountain,
boop, boop,
like
boop,
right now
boop,
if you
boop, 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 boop.
This is happening. If you ever get the chance, if you're looking for more stuff like this, Sleep's Holy Mountain is good. I would say Beastmaker's You Must Sin EP is good. Mm. And I could recommend Doom Metal All Day, to be honest, actually, because I like it a lot. I actually found a bunch of stuff that I should probably get to you, because like, there's a bunch of... we've discovered the Damn Woods official source on all things East Coast, Saucer Crab Zero, at this point. He's discovered that all post-rock bands come out of Dayton, Ohio.
Really?
A number of them do, it turns
Fascinating.
Out.
Fascinating.
It is bizarre as shit. I'll link you the screenshots of that, that I was like, this is bullshit. Anyhow, you have anything else?
No. Yeah. No, that's all the albums that we got.
That is all the albums we have. Tune in Wednesday for the Video Games Podcast, where I talk about Mass Effect and go into a trance.
Like a bunch.
I have a lot.
He talks a lot about Mass Effect.
I cut myself off because I could have talked for another hour about it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, at this
point,
it
might be two episodes.
It might be. We haven't decided yet. I might edit it down to what, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Long story short, the way Oz talks about Star Trek, I can talk about Mass Effect.
Yeah, it turns out. And it's not like I'm a slouch on it, but man,
yeah,
Jake went hard.
I talk a lot.
Well, you also just replayed it, so.
That's very true. I just this week replayed both of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to spend this week rewatching The Expanse.
I might too, actually.
Let's see if I can get my folks into it.
Yeah, I should probably tell my parents about it. Yeah. My dad likes sci-fi, so I should get him into it. I try to get him into like sci-fi all the time, but it's hard because he's got like he watches the police procedural shows.
Oh yeah,
like NCIS crime, and shit,
like
CSI,
SVU, yeah, all
like
that shit.
Kind of
okay,
shit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why do you like these? These are terrible. I'm trying to think what I was. He succeeded in getting me to watch Grimm. Of all things, Grimm and Sleepy Hollow.
Really?
Grimm is watchable. Sleepy Hollow is watchable for one season and then just sharply drops off in like incomprehensible fake history
nonsense.
So I made this comparison. I was talking to them about these shows the other day because their seasons are restarting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, blah blah. I realized as I was talking, I was like, Sleepy Hollow is the new Highlander. So Highlander, the series, was basically like an excuse to have fake history.
Oh, shit.
And also Duncan MacLeod sorting someone in the face during fake history. That was it. That was Highlander. It was like, we shot half of this in France and half of this in the woods somewhere. Fake history, go.
There's a black metal band just out of frame. Getting their album
right,
cover.
Exactly. That is exactly it. But Sleepy Hollow does it for American stuff,
right?
For like colonial history, and it's just like this is like as I was talking, I was like, oh my god, it's Highlander without fucking Highlander. It's without beheadings. That's so, all this is.
So it's without the one redeeming quality,
pretty
of
much
the Highlander, which is like badass like broadsword fights,
right? Yeah.
Well, then what the hell?
Also, side note, unrelated, Highlander the series. Go watch it, because it's Highlander the series is good, actually. Let me tell you.
Highlander the series is in that same territory of, like, syndicated daytime TV shows as Viper, Team Knight Rider, Hercules, Xena.
First of all, how dare you?
It played in those blocks.
It did.
But it absolutely played in that time of day.
It was definitely
on that channel.
When it was before it was syndicated, when it was still being made for some reason. It was a nighttime show on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So no one watched that shit. But I have watched all, I think, 4, 5, 6 seasons of it. More than once in my life, and I like it. There's actually a spin-off series they made.
What?
Right? Nobody knows about it. It is hard as hell to find, but it's about one of the female Highlanders.
Oh.
It's such a shitty series. Like, they were like, what if we made it about this one character that everyone likes in the show? And then they were like, what if we fucked it up real hard? And they're like,
just
let's get drunk.
Jesus.
What the fuck was that called? That had a dumb fucking name. Anyway, long story short, watch Highlander the series. Sleepy Hollow is not that good. Grimm is watchable, though.
Hmm.
Grimm gets like the. Like, there. I don't think that writing staff knew they were going to last beyond one season. because the premise for Grimm is like Grimms,
yeah,
hunt and maintain like the social order of mythological creatures, like fairy tale creatures, literal fairy tale creatures.
Yeah.
After like season one, they just start making shit up. Like they're like, it's a new creature. We've never seen this one before. And you're like, it's from a Japanese myth. And you're just like, what the fuck is
shit, this? We've murdered too many things.
We've
too
already
early.
Killed all the Western European fairy tale monsters. Fuck. Anyhow.
Oh, Jesus.
Check us out Wednesday and Friday for more content. Possibly Thursday even. Depends on how that episode edits yeah, out.
We will find out.
Twitter, Facebook, etc. The Damn Woods, it's your boys. Usual shit. If you have any requests or recommendations, hit us up.
Mm-hmm. Holla at us.
Yeah, anyway, thank you for listening. Goodbye, I love you.